KO4ZEW Mobile. KO4ZEW, this is KR4AAE. How are you this afternoon, Ben?
I'm really good. I'm right now leaving Clemson. I work the TED at Clemson show, and it was really great.
What show did you work? You got a little bit scratchy in there, and I missed that part.
That's Tango Echo Delta X-ray.
Gotcha. Man, you're doing coming in pretty good to the repeater from Clemson. That's pretty good. How was the TEDx? And what was it about?
I think it's 74, 76 south. So I might be hit or miss on the repeater. It was multiple topics, but the overall theme was that it was waves of transformation.
That sounds very interesting there. So anything else happening this afternoon other than doing the TEDx at Clemson?
Anderson Radio Club had Dr. McMillan give a speech or a presentation on disaster preparedness at the Anderson Library. And I was going to do this before the TEDx thing came up. So I'm hoping to catch something on the Anderson net tonight and find out how that went.
Copy that. That's something that everybody should know. I was fortunate enough to be out in Utah and working for one of the local city municipalities in Utah. I was able to sit in on the disaster preparedness stuff, and it was definitely very useful information to have. And I definitely keep all that information in my head all the time.
It sounds like half of it is a mindset, much less, you know, having the right inventory. And it sounds like that's kind of what that class you went to was emphasizing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, right about now, I'm always in the mindset of, okay, you got to be ready all the time for anything, because who knows what could happen. You may have to pick up and leave all of a sudden, so what are you going to get?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, on a macro and micro level, my Aikido sensei used to say, always be so alert it hurts. Just in daily life, being on your surroundings, you know, if you avoid dark alleys, you know, you might get jumped at the bus stop in midday, and then you just don't know what's going to happen, or somebody's family member could just trip and break their arm right in front of you. Life is unpredictable.
He's exactly right, and unfortunately, as much stuff as I've been around and seen, I definitely walk around with that type of mindset all the time, and it probably explains why I don't go out that often for very long. It's exhausting for me to go out.
It's a lot of mental energy to really pay attention to what's going on around you and, you know, nearby and far away.
Yeah, and all the preparedness I think of back in when the Colorado wildfires went through somewhere and the wildfires were coming. It's like, were any of those guys prepared with, okay, we got to leave now, you got an hour, so what are you going to do in an hour, or what do you have ready at the go? So that's another thing that's always in my head. It's like, you got to go. What do you have close by? Did I lose you somewhere?
You are. I'm on Highway 76, headed out of Clemson, so I just went through a dip, and I did lose you for a minute, but it sounds like you're back now.
Yeah. I was like, where'd you go? But yeah, like wildfires and things like that out west, that could just pop up at any moment and go and spread like wildfire. I mean, you got to be ready to go at a moment's notice all the time.
Have so much space, it's hard to do fire breaks and, you know, proper forest clearing with all that acreage, we just can't do it. We need preventative about it.
And, I mean, when some of those winds go whipping through on some of those wide open days and it's really just high desert out there, that wind can blow 50, 60, and next thing you know, you got a fire 2 miles down the road. You're like, uh-oh, we gotta go.
Thankfully, around here, we are somewhat protected by the Appalachian Mountains from the down winds. Which helps keep our weather mild. You know, if they snow heavy in Knoxville, then that air gets changed when it blows over the Appalachians, and we don't get any precipitation at all. So, out west, you know, that wind can carry sparks and heat a really, really long way.
Yeah, and I mean, here we're blessed that we have, or fortunate that we have, moisture, and we have greenery, nothing's brown, so the threat of fire is not too terribly bad, but I'll tell the guys on Table Rock that.
Hey, yeah, that's true, the humidity we have keeps everything, even being in a drought, kind of like we are now, the humidity keeps things a little more stable.
Yeah, the one time I like humidity is right about now, but not in the summertime as much.
Not a heat and humidity fan. I like the cold weather.
Yeah, you can kind of dress for cold. You can always put more clothes on, but when it gets hot and humid, you can't really do so much.
Yeah, you get into that that wet heat where your sweat no longer evaporates, and that's where it starts getting dangerous. Your sweat stops evaporating, you stop cooling off, and then you get into trouble.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that many times. You get heat exhaustion, and then you get heat, all sorts of stuff with heat. Yeah, I've experienced that a couple times, and I do not want to go through that ever again.
I think it's wet bulb, maybe.
See that again? I missed it. You're a little scratchy on that one.
They might call it wet bulb heat.
I don't know exactly what they call it, but I can tell you for certain that I've seen that happen to a couple of my friends, and it's not a good thing.
Scary stuff, scary. I'm about to jump on an 85 here, and it's 19, so I think I might lose the repeater for about a minute or so. Those KO4s, EW, I'll be monitoring in the next couple of minutes, but I think I'm going to disappear for a few.
Copy that. Ben, nice chatting with you. I'll still be out here. I got a few more minutes before I get to my destination. KO4ZEW, KR4AAE, clear.
Coach, you're live. Diving under the bridge.
Heard K4GLI. This is KR4AAE. Was I even close?
You got it, KM4GLI. How you doing today?
Doing good. Heard you throw a call out there, and I'm still in the car for a few minutes, so I figured I'd just pick up the mic and say hello. Name is Steven on this end. How's it going on your end?
Steven, my name is Bob, Bravo Alpha Romeo Tango, up in the Pisco Mountains at the Cradle of Forestry, and you're sounding real good here.
Good to hear. You said you're on top of Pisco Mountain, or somewhere in that general vicinity?
In general facility, I'm at the Cradle of Forestry and up here in the Pisco Mountains.
That's awesome. Do you work up there, or did you just decide to go up there and take a radio with you?
No, I volunteer up there. Go up here in April and leave in November, so I've been up here since April. It's a pretty beautiful place.
Sounds like fun. I bet you it's really nice up there. Has anything started changing colors up there yet on the leaves or on the trees?
Not where we're at, Jeff, but a little bit later it'll happen.
Not yet, but it's probably going to be happening soonish, probably the next week or so is what I'm gathering. Temperatures and forecast, correct?
That's correct. About a week or so, maybe, and it'll be all the colors will be coming out.
To know, so I'll know when to avoid the mountains and all the leaves.
These beepers up here. We love that. More people have, we love it.
I don't mind it. I don't like when people are driving and looking around, not paying attention where they're going. That's the aspect that I don't really like, but I guess that's just normal of people driving cars.
It's all us people from Florida. We come up here.
My QTH here, so I need to get going. So I'll be clear on your final. This is KR4AAE, and Bart, it was nice talking to you. 73.
73 to you, KM4GLI is clear.